Today is December 14th, 2021, and this is the GQDN Daily News. In today's news, we talk about some Roblox. PlayStation 4 has been hacked. Yay. Someone is leaving Ubisoft, but we start today with even more in the Activision saga. A judge has decided that nothing will stop the $18 million EEOC settlement. But the judge got after both parties. The news comes to us from wowhead.com. And the judge said, and this is a quote via Bloomberg, "It is highly unlikely that I would change my mind and allow the DFEH to interfere." The DFEH, Department of Fair Employment and Housing. That's the state of California. Now, there has been some other talk between the lawyers, and it goes to something that Law 360 said, or something that the judge said via Law 360. "Individuals have the right to settle a case at any time with anyone. And they don't need you. They don't need the EEOC. They could walk into Activision tomorrow without any attorney and settle a case with Activision, which is, in my legal experience, true." Bloomberg went in to say, under Bloomberg Law, the fact that this particular decree is consistent with others doesn't necessarily mean that in this case I'm going to approve it. It may have a hearing and I may not. So we shall see how things progress from here. It now makes the state's case tougher, but that's in my eyes. What do you think about how this case should go forward? Should it be over with? Done? Are you sick of it? Or do you think that the workers at Blizzard need more due justice? Let me know at Joe Brums, and you can tweet the show at Group Quest. And now we got a little more sad news. There are 6 women that will sue Tesla over the workplace of sexual harassment. So this isn't the only case that Blizzard is a part of, but what this shows is that it's widespread. This comes to us from Engadget.com, and it just really does show that this disease is happening everywhere. So, good luck, Blizzard. Now we get back to some gaming news. Virginia Haas is now leaving Ubisoft. Now, I'm reading this verbatim, okay? Ubisoft has also been in high-profile harassment scandals themselves, and this comes to us from Blue News, that Virginia Haas, female, is just decided to leave the company. This is Ubisoft. This is the maker of Far Cry 6. And it really does show that, once again, it's not just one of the gaming company. It's not just one gaming company. It's not just one company. It's so many. So many companies that are going through this problem, this process. And now Ubisoft now has problems themselves with the same sexual misconduct. So you can read that up on bluenews.com. By the way, all the news that I report, I post in our Discord. And in order to see it, you can get the Discord from groupquest.com. Discord's up. The Discord link is there. And in order to see the show notes, patreon.com/thegroupquest. And we're not out of trouble yet. I'm going to go to this one first. The PlayStation 4 has been hacked to allow for homebrew apps. A newly discovered exploit has opened up the PlayStation 4 and Pro and may work on PS5 too. This is wrong. I mean, if you have a PlayStation like me, just be careful, because PlayStation has been hacked. This comes to us from Eurogamer. In fact, Eurogamer is going to close us out with the next 2 stories. And speaking of PlayStation, well, this is a good thing. There is a free PlayStation Plus online multiplayer trial happening this weekend. So PlayStation Plus being free this weekend is good for everybody, because there's a lot of games up on PlayStation Plus. So go check that out. a lot of great games up there, and kind of there's none listed on the site that I'm reading from. I know that there is a lot there because I have a PlayStation 2. What I don't have is Roblox. Roblox is being accused of being an unsafe environment for children. Roblox is really huge blocks, like Legos, but bigger, okay? And Roblox is aimed towards children to help with their creativity and all this and that stuff. But you can read the story at Eurogamer.net. Once again, the links are all in the show notes, like everything else today. Such negativity. And I deal with a lot of negativity in my life right now. But you can go check that out, because the links are in our show notes. Hopefully we'll have some better news tomorrow, guys. Who knows? We did end with some good news, but there's so much negativity right now. Anyway, I've been Joe Brums. We'll see you guys tomorrow and see what happens. If there's any more news, see if there's any positive news I can find right here on GQDN. Thank you.